In Turkey, traditions die hard. Just peek into Istanbul's Old City. That's where you can still find coppersmiths, carpet sellers, and vendors measuring out dried fruit and nuts with metal weights. And for as long as anyone can remember, those doing the selling have been men, still are. But Christina Asquith of our Women's Lives Project visited a family-owned candy shop where times are changing.
Men pull wooden carts down cobblestone streets, heading to the covered markets of the Grand Bazaar, just as they have for 500 years. Hakan Altan stands by the open door of the candy shop his great-great-grandfather started a century and a half ago. He's worked here since he was five. Candy making is a Turkish art, Hakan tells me. Our candy's history goes back to the Janissaries, the army of the Ottoman Empire. When they got their salary, if it was sufficient, they would send candies to the Sultan. Inside the shop, Hakan scoops candy for a customer. Traditional sweets are stacked from floor to ceiling. Turkish delights dusted in powdered sugar. Hard candies flavored with rose water, orange, and pistachio. And helva, crushed sesame seeds and honey. On the walls, there are yellowing photos of Hakan's ancestors. There's nothing modern here. Well, there is one thing.
My name is Arzu. I am 27 years old. I'm a mathematics engineer and I'm working in a software company for the business development and marketing manager.
This is Arzu, Hakan's daughter, his only child. If the business is going to stay in the family, she's going to have to take it over. And a woman taking over a business just doesn't happen here in the Old City. It's still a man's world.
People are thinking that women have less information than the man. These kinds of people are the old people who you are talking with. He thinking, okay, where is your father? Come on, I will ask them.
You can barely find a woman running a business in the old quarters. And across Turkey, most women still don't have bank accounts. This is slowly changing as more young Turkish women are breaking with tradition, entering university, starting careers and earning salaries of their own. But that's not happening here in the old city yet, where a woman like Arzu still looks out of place with her neon sneakers and iPhone, walking past the coppersmiths and traditional dusty carpet shops. She knows it's going to be a big challenge winning over customers' trust when she takes over the candy shop.
Sometimes the people are not giving trust to you sometimes for a woman. If you are a woman, people are thinking that, okay, she didn't know anything. She can't say the true thing or she can't help to me that.
I get a hit of what a man's world it is when Hakan takes me above the shop to see the candy making. It's hot, and the men are wiping sweat from their brows as they operate big metal machines that shape and cut the candy. Hakan tells me they are boiling the sugar in cauldrons before setting it in molds. The candy shop has seen so much history. The Ottoman Empire, two world wars, and five military coups, including the failed one last month. The family knows it needs to adapt to changing times. The pressures of globalization, cheap candy flooding in from elsewhere, and lately, tourists scared away by terrorist attacks. This is where Arzu comes in. The family hopes her education and sophistication will keep the business alive. And she actually thinks being a woman will be an advantage.
Women are seeing the whole picture. Women knows understanding the customer's need. They are thinking more delicately than the man. More sensitive than the others.
More sensitive and perhaps more outward. She thinks there's an untapped market for selling the candy overseas, and she's developing a marketing plan to take advantage of that. As we're talking, Arzu's 93-year-old grandfather totters in.
Merhaba.
Merhaba. He is our big boss, I think.
It strikes me that he has spent his whole life between the shop and the street. He's clearly proud that his granddaughter is educated and living in a larger world. And as for passing the shop on to a woman?
Olur. Niçin olmasın?
Of course, he tells me as Arzu listens on. Why not? For the World, Christina Asquith, Istanbul.